In the past 2 years, between 83 and 93% of the sockeye sampled from the outer Port Hyden section of the North Alaska Peninsula were of Bristol Bay origin. That's according to a study funded by the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. CEO Norm Van Vactor says it confirmed the results of a prior study called the Western Alaska Salmon Stock Identification Program.
It was a very complete and a very robust study. And it demonstrated very, very clearly and reinforced WASIP that at the end of the day, on average, close to 90% of the fish in that area were Bristol Bay bound. And quite frankly, it also demonstrated very clearly that as you move farther north from Ilnik through Outer Port Hyden and up, that percentage increased even further.
Chris Boatwright is a research scientist with the University of Washington's Alaska Salmon Program, which conducted the study.
We are catching sockeye that are migrating through the Outer Port Hyden management section and the Ilnik management section, and then we are using genetic stock identification to identify those sockeye back to stock of origin. And in this case, most of those stocks of origin were either Bristol Bay stock or they were North Peninsula stock.
The State Waters salmon fishery extends to 3 miles offshore in the Outer Port Hyden section. Boatwright says the project stemmed from a 2013 Board of Fisheries regulation that closed the outer mile and a half in an attempt to focus the harvest on North Peninsula salmon.
But there was no real data to assess whether or not that partial area closure was really effective at conservation of any one stock component. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to look at the genetic stock composition in the area open to commercial fishing in Outer Port Hyden and the genetic stock composition within the area closed in the Outer Port Hyden management section so we could assess whether or not the closure actually did what it was intended to do.
After parsing the data, Boatwright says the study found that there wasn't a difference between the sockeye and the open and closed parts of the Outer Port Hyden section. But those results didn't have the effect at the board that BBEDC was hoping for. The board decided to open the whole Outer Port Hyden section, a request that came from Concerned Area M fishermen, instead of closing it entirely, like Bristol Bay stakeholders were hoping for. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.